And what do you think of more recent technological developments in the treatment of diabetes?
Well, as recently just over in America, although I believe they're used over here, and that's personal insulin pumps. And a person was chatting to me about that. And I've been thinking through some of the things, whether I would actually choose them. And it seemed to me that the insulin pump, from what I know about it, I wouldn't particularly want to use. I like to be in control personally of pumping the insulin in rather than relying on a machine. And but what I would like, which I believe is at the moment still quite too huge to wear on your wrist, but they are developing a sort of using an infrared light, I believe, a kind of a watch, which is non-invasive means of blood monitoring, because that's what you do a lot. Because as a diabetic, I'm often wondering, oh, I wonder what my blood sugar is now, if I'm going to take a journey, or and you can end up with quite a lot of pinpricks in your fingers. And so a non-invasive blood monitoring machine would be wonderful, and to me more wonderful than the idea of actually sort of having a transplant, although that's very much been in the news, of course, linked with sort of embryo testing and DNA and things which are beyond my understanding. But to me, that's a major life-changing thing, which would be, I'd have to seriously think about whether it was worth it. Something that would make my life a lot easier and a lot more simply would be able to glance down at my watch and see what my blood sugar was without having to do several pinpricks.
How long can you go in a day without thinking about being diabetic?
That's interesting. I've recently started working in an art gallery cafe one day a week, and I dash out in a rush, I grab my breakfast, I always have my breakfast, I always have my injection, and I've always done my blood test before. But of course, once I'm in the shop and I've got the coffee machines bubbling and I'm ready, the first thing I always think about, well, I just need to check my blood sugar, because you're moving into a time of serving customers, starting work, where you can't just pop into the other room and relax and do a blood test when you need to. So it doesn't go very long, and it's really, oh, it's approaching lunchtime. And so really it's every meal time or at the start of something significant. What might not be significant for you, but something significant for me, is if I'm driving for, I mean, a little 10-minute journey doesn't normally cause me any trouble, but if I'm driving into town sort of half an hour, you do feel like, oh, am I okay? And of course, sometimes it gets to you before you think about it, because you have the hypo symptoms come on, which is great working in a coffee shop where they have nice cakes and orange juice, of course.